What do you say we move on and we talk about Sober's Leave the Ladder?
Do what makes you happy. Never work a day in your life. School and work and Sundays. Retire at 65. None of us want that exactly. Even if we could afford it. Space, a little understanding, and time alone to mourn it. To know that we want is a shot at the life that we were promised. And all that we ask you to do is to leave the ladder behind you. Something for us to climb to.
So this is a pretty safe play for Sober. It has all of his usual acoustic instrumentation and obviously his great production. You know, those bluegrass instruments are gorgeous with the mandolin, the guitar, the banjo, and the pedal steel. All of that just works together super well, and Sober is, you know, very adept at putting all of those instruments together to sound great in a way that is very genre-specific and that works. It's, you know, not as focused on the musical theater aspects of the song as some of the other songs, and he's really playing to his strengths and not taking chances. And I'm really kind of stretching a little bit to try to find negative things to say, because Sober is so very good at what he does. And that's one thing that made some of the singing things that I picked up on a little bit odd. So I like it when he goes for those high notes on All That We Want or All That We Ask You, but his voice just doesn't quite get there in a few times, and it's distracting when his voice just cuts out because he can't get that note or he's just not hitting it. And it's in such a stark contrast to the perfectionism that you hear on the rest of it, so I think he just thought that it was fine, and you know, it's a human thing, and you don't have to get clarity on all of those notes, but for me it just sounded just a little bit distracting. I really like the breakdown that happens right about the 2:10 mark, which is really kind of cool with all of the various instruments. They add just like a little phrase here and there to the breakdown, and the breakdown part ends with some really nice harmonies and backing vocals. Like, Sober's got some of the best ahs in the business, in the business of spin tunes anyway. I like this, but I thought he's playing it a little bit safe, playing a little bit to his strengths. And I'm not super keen on the generational grievances that, you know, sort of underpin the subject. Like, you know, that whole boomers ruined everything, so why bother message? But to his credit, he gets that message across without coming across as whiny or preachy, so kudos to that.
Yeah, when I read through the lyrics, they felt a bit whiny like that. And they almost felt a bit cold when I was reading them. But then when you listen, there's like a real humanity there in the performance that just fucks the rest of it off.
Definitely.
And the lyrics were a bit like that, but I didn't really care because the performance was really good. One thing I noticed is that he's mixed his vocals quite low, and I think it's because he knew he wasn't really hitting that high note particularly well. So I think, like, I can mention that, but I think he knows it already. What did you two hear the two as? Did you hear it as a TO or a TOO? There's something for us to climb to.
Yeah. I heard it as TO.
Me too.
Yeah, same. And I, no matter how much I think of it, I can't hear it as TOO, and I think it's better as the TO.
I don't hear the comma.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought that was pretty good. No other notes.
Okay. The I want is that these Instagrammers want the American dream, more or less. They want to do what they're doing and get paid for their passions and be able to make a living out of it. And much like Chumpy mentioned, this sounds like a Sober song and not a stage musical song, and that's fine. Again, this is not a trope challenge. It's something to, you know, make your own musical for. At least one song out of your own musical for. And I know that he's not hitting those notes, but I don't care. I think if anything else, it's maybe a little bit more humanizing and more real for him to kind of go a little quieter on the falsetto there. And yeah. I always love
the real easy to hit. I don't know why anybody has a problem with them.
And I always love that Werewolves of London, Ah Woo, which, you know, I put into a number of Jurgatorium songs in one way or another. And it's always very strong, and it's always something that's pretty appealing to kind of do that. And I like it. The bio, though, the song bio made the song less interesting to me. And
I'm not sure that I read it. I probably should have, but
it's very, very short. So you might have read it and just sort of like, oh, okay, so that's what it is. I'm kind of wondering if maybe we are not supposed to sympathize with these protagonists. You know, if these are supposed to be people that he's kind of low key making fun of through this song, and I'm not sure. But yeah, in general, it's kind of like, who cares about these protagonists? And I don't need to see this musical, I don't think. And I don't think I need to see this musical regardless of what side he falls on with this, if he likes the professional Instagrammers or if he doesn't like professional Instagrammers.